Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
A good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Tyler. 713-780-3776 at John Granato, at Lance Zierlein, at Tyler Drew Scott on Twitter, and get in on Twitch. Okay, is the stream fixed today? Can the people hear us? Tyler, do you know?
I'm checking right now. Okay. I don't think that
because it ha- you don't think it's working again? Holy crap. Okay, let's get this. Let's buy a new computer or something. Let's get that job done. Let's get a new computer if that's what it takes. Holy crap, we got to get that done. So if not, we apologize, but you can watch on Twitch and you can listen on Twitch. Just go on Twitch on your phone. Go to, ESPN. It's twitch.com.
Twitch.tv/ESPN975.
Switch.tv/ESPN975. If you can't hear us on the stream, then you can hear us there.
Which hopefully you can.
Which hopefully you can. That would be great.
We like for people to be able to hear.
Yes, that's something that we would like. I liked watching the Rockets last night. Did you?
I did. I did. It was. You know what? It would have been a really cool win in the quest for 28. But now they have to go 500 the rest of the way. So it's going to be a little trickier. They're going to have to go 13-13.
Not sure about that.
To get. Oh no, wait. Yeah, they have to get 13-13. It was a, you know what? They played well though. They rose to the occasion. They played really well offensively. Not as well off defensively. It's the best team in the league.
So what did you think about Schroeder?
Man, he killed it. He looked great, and I kind of thought that might be a sneaky good move for them because he can handle the ball and alter what they do in the future. In other words, they have a backup plan now. They upgraded from DJ Augustine, right? So they have a guard
they
now.
They upgraded from Kevin Porter Jr.
Well, no, I'll get to that. They upgraded from DJ Augustine. Kevin Porter Jr. was out. Christian Wood was out. I guess it's legit. Like, you never know what the, you know.
No, yes.
I live in Houston. Well, I just never know when guys are hurt or if they just don't feel like playing on a given day.
And it was funny. Did you hear Adam Silver yesterday? Adam Silver at a press conference was like, yeah, it kind of sucks the way that James and Ben Simmons did that. I don't know what I can do. He said it's not the first time the guys have, you know, forced their way out of teams and situations, but it sucks. It sucks.
There's going to have to be a reckoning in professional sports. We'll get back to the Rockets, I promise. But there is going to this almost requires a full segment because there's going to have to be a reckoning in professional sports now. What's happened over the last 2 years? Is 3 years. You can start with Anthony Davis, frankly, in the move to L.A. I mean, what he did, it was basically tampering with LeBron's agent, with Rich Paul. And what was done to the Pelicans by Anthony Davis was criminal. I mean, that was, you know, he ended up sitting out. It was kind of a mutual thing.
Well, if you want to know the truth, I mean, they've got better players right now than the Lakers have.
I understand, but the yeah, point know, is you can't do that.
No, you can't.
Because it set a precedent.
Right.
What happened is who cares that they got Brandon Ingram? It's now a precedent that is a big problem. And NFL, and but more importantly, I mean, Deshaun's the precedent now you worry about. But NBA has a huge problem because the money is so big. And there's guys who really don't care as much about if they ever play again. I mean, John Wall is one of those guys. If you saw John Wall video that was released about a month ago where he's playing in a gym show and he was getting ready to come back, he was dreadfully slow. Like, he's done. His career's over. He couldn't afford any time off. So I don't know what they're going to do, John. I really don't, because James has now done this twice.
Yeah.
James has now done this twice, and you have John Wall not even playing, and you had Ben Simmons not even playing, and there's got to be something to take the money away and give it back to the team. You cannot keep collecting a paycheck if you do that.
John Wall is a Rockets decision. I mean, they don't want to stunt the growth of the guys.
They said it was a team. They said it was a mutual.
Yeah, right.
John Wall, it was his decision, too.
Yeah, right. Well, John Wall, though, I think if they told him, hey, get on the floor. If you want your $40 million, get on the floor and you're going to play, John Wall would play. But they don't want to hurt him.
He
doesn't
have to.
They don't want him hurt. No, yeah. You think if you refuse to play, then yes.
But he doesn't have to because he hasn't. Do you think he's burned through the last $100 million he's made?
Oh, no.
He could probably not play. You could say,
he'd
what,
never
I'm
have
good.
To play again. I mean,
what I'm saying. There is no way they could.
But if he wants his money, he would. Then that, I mean, it's $40 million. $40 million is still $40 million.
Well, teams are going to have to do that and then start filing grievances. And then there's going to have to be MRIs that determine whether or not a guy's actually
right.
hurt.
Well, stuff we're getting into minutia. But the fact of the matter is, it sucks. It sucks what they did. The whole thing sucks. Now, back to the Rockets. Now, Schroeder, I don't know if he knows this, but we're trying. One person I know is trying to a quest for 28. The rest of us are a quest for top three. And top three is awfully important. And Schroeder almost blew that last night.
Schroeder played really well. So Kevin Porter Jr. was out. Now you look at it and you say, well, what you have here potentially is an alternate plan for Kevin Porter Jr. I was at the game against the Pelicans where he was doing he pulled his impulsive act at the end of the game and, he started taking bad shots, but then he started getting into it with refs, got a tech, and he kept on. You could tell he couldn't contain himself, and this is an issue in he's an impulsive guy. And I get the Rockets love his toughness and all that stuff, but I've been a firm believer that you've got to have an alternate plan. Because it just doesn't work with Kevin Porter Jr. And I get the talent looks good with he and Jalen Green, but I don't think it's the right connection. I just don't. And yesterday watching Schroeder, you realize, man, you've got an alternate plan here. You don't have to just roll with Kevin Porter Jr. For as talented as he is, there is another way forward for the Houston Rockets potentially. So I think that was really interesting that without two of their better players, and remember, this is a team who had some success with Kevin Porter Jr. out previously. I can't remember if Christian Wood was out for any of those games when they had the 7-game win streak. I feel like he was.
It was Jalen
and Kevin Porter Jr.
Yeah.
No, it was just both of them. That's what it was. But remember, they won 7 in a row without those two guys. Well, Jalen's playing now, obviously.
Well,
but Kevin Porter Jr. gone, and they're out there competing.
Listen,
against the best team.
That's almost as good as they looked this year last night.
It is,
and that's with Eric Gordon sucking and Josh Christopher sucking. I mean, when Schroeder went out of the game, when Schroeder went out and to start the fourth quarter, they couldn't hit a shot. Schroeder comes back. He's driving. He's facilitating. He's getting guys the ball in the right spot. They're knocking down shots again, and they got back into a game that I thought once they got down in the fourth quarter, I thought, well, this is over now. Yet they kept fighting. I'm telling you.
I mean, they were winning by 8 at the half, if you didn't see it. They had a lead.
Yeah, no, they led from the midway through the first quarter all the way to the fourth.
Yeah.
And I mean, it wasn't until
the end of the third. I've seen this so many times with the Rockets. Happened when I was at the game with my daughter. They're in the first half, they'll give you something. They run out of gas in the fourth quarter.
Yep, yep.
They run out of gas frequently. The shots stop falling, and then they don't have a way to get baskets or to get stops. One or the other or both. When it's both, they have horrific fourth quarters. When it's one of them, they eventually sink. And, they gave up 35 in the fourth. That's the problem is they can't get stops when they need them. That's the next big thing for the Rockets' future development is when they learn to get stops and when they start to ratchet up. Somebody had a great highlight video of Jalen Green's defense and how he's really improved. His effort has improved. Once this team plays harder on the defensive end and once it matters more to them, and once they start playing better help side defense and team defense, they got a chance to take a pretty good jump. I mean, I'm not saying they're even a playoff team or anything like that, but they got a chance to go from being competitive to winning these games on the road.
Yeah. So it was midway through the second quarter that they established the lead that they didn't relinquish until 9:52 left in the fourth. So mm-hmm. for about a quarter and almost two quarters, they led in this basketball game against the league's best team. And that was without Chris Paul, who got thrown out. Did you see what he did? He got thrown out in the third quarter for bumping the ref. He just said, that's it. You know, Chris Paul, him complaining and moaning all the time. If I'm a referee, I've got to be so sick. Listen, the Rockets are the biggest whine. The old Rockets with James and Chris Paul, the whininess was unbearable, I thought.
Well, and Daryl. Let's just be honest here. Yeah. Daryl was sending, he was tattletaling to the league every game. The league was like, oh, I got another FedEx delivery coming in from the Rockets. Yeah. I already know what this is.
And then he'd say talk about it and tweet it, how they're screwed and just the calls that were missed in the playoff games, which referees love. Referees love that when general managers are doing that.
It's been leaked to ESPN it's like the referees had to love. Oh, you've put together a video highlight of our missed calls. You know what? That's not going to have any impact on us in the future.
Yeah. Well, listen, Jalen looked pretty. Şengün looked pretty damn good as well. Şengün was the best plus minus on the floor last night. The bench was just terrible.
He had 28 minutes, 19 points, 14 boards. This is why I think they would have been open to dealing Christian Wood. I don't think there's the market for Christian Wood that there deserves to be, and that's really, frankly, on Christian Wood and his personality. But the Rockets know what they have. They're in no rush. If you really want the top three pick, do you want Şengün playing a lot?
Why is he only playing 28 minutes?
Do you want him because he's not, he gets in foul trouble, B, he's just not... He's not a guy.
So I don't care. Then fall out. Who cares if he's in foul trouble?
But they don't. They're trying to develop him. They don't.
Well,
think
I know. I know. Well, when you're 7-for-11 with 14 rebounds, you know what? You are developing.
But But one of the things that they believe in is that the limited minutes helps him play at a higher rate because he gasses out. He's only 19 years old. Like they believe he's developing.
I thought you should gas out less when you're 19.
No, let me. He's not
40. He's 19.
It's not an age thing. It's just a basketball.
Whatever. He could play more. That's baloney.
This isn't a race Jalen to get him 36
Green,
minutes.
Jalen Green is playing 35. They're about the same age.
They don't.
Who cares about that?
They just don't believe that they want to rush him. I'm happy with his development. What are you in a big hurry for him to play 32 minutes and get a win? I thought you wanted a top three pick.
Well, I do want a top three pick. There's no question about that. But I just don't get it. And sometimes he's playing 16 minutes. And I mean, put the guy in there. Let him play.
He's doing fine. He's coming along. That's fine. This isn't a race this year. This is a lost year. I'm fine with Rafael Stone having a plan and Chuck Hayes and John Lucas and Steven Silas. I'm fine with them having a plan, sticking with it, as long as the kid's getting better, and he's getting better. Like, you know, he held up yesterday extremely well. He looked really, really good. He's got such great vision on the court, just such great court vision as a passer. Stepped out, made three threes. He is a big who's got great range and is a great passer. Like, I am so excited about his development this year. I'm excited about some of the things I'm seeing with Jalen Green. Frankly, Rocket fans need games like that to kind of bolster. Oh, you know what? This makes me excited that 2023's got a chance to be kind of special maybe for the Rockets. Well, 2022, 2023.
Yeah, maybe.
Special is a relative phrase.
To me, get Eric Gordon off the floor. Get him off the floor.
Well, that's the thing. Time. You didn't trade him, so... Now you are getting to the point with Dennis Schroeder, and when KPJ gets back, you're going to have to decide somebody's going to lose some minutes. Yeah. Are you going to go really small and go Schroeder, KPJ, and Jalen? I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Well, you know, Wood's going to get back on the floor too.
KPJ's not a small guy though, by the way.
Wood will get back on the floor, which will cut even more into Şengün's minutes, which I'm not sure. Is Wood going to be here? I don't know. Is Kevin Porter Jr. going to be here?
I think Wood gets traded in the offseason. That's my guess.
Yeah, could well. Now, there's another question about that. Why didn't you trade him with a year and a half left on his deal instead of just a year left on his deal?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, did anyone want him?
I would imagine, but
were they going to give you a fair deal?
Well, here's the thing is, do you need any more draft picks? Is that what you're looking for?
Not unless they're good ones.
Yeah, right.
You don't want to.
And who's going to trade for give up a high draft pick for Christian Wood with a year and a half left on his
contract? Christian Wood with the 18th pick. Is that a lot of value? No. Like, I don't know.
714 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to talk right now, though, about GiveMeTheVin.com.
They definitely covered, though.
Give me the Vin. We're more than 3-point underdogs. GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. If you're looking for the best way to sell your car. I mean, this is just simple. It's not even arguable. It's the best way because you know why? Because you get more for your car. That's what I want. I want more for my vehicle. Yep, I want more. So if you're looking for more, that's what John Clay Wolf does every single time. He gives you more. And if he can't give you more, he is going to give you $100, which is ridiculous. Okay, so he's guaranteeing that he is going to give you more for your vehicle. Because if you can't beat CarMax, if you can't beat your dealer and their offer, then he's going to send you $100. We know what he never does? Send you $100. You know why? Because he beats them every single time. So you're looking for a great way to sell that car. All you got to do is go to GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. Tell John Clay Wolf you heard it right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. GiveMeTheVin.com.
We'll take a short break. Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You know how we were talking about Denver the other day and the Broncos and just 25-1 to win the Super Bowl, which is ridiculous since they're not a very good football team. But the thought is if they are able to get Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson, that they are a Super Bowl contender right away. Mark Schlereth, who was banished from ESPN. He's in Denver now.
Yeah. He's been there doing radio. I was listening to him before the on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Willie, or J. Joe.
No, not J. Joe. It's
Max Zubin, J. Joe.
No, Zubin's not there anymore. I don't know what happened to Zubin. Wasn't there long.
He had health issues.
He did. Mm-hmm. Oh. So it's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Yes. Yeah, that's it.
That's the one.
Good one, John.
So he says, they're a playoff contender, but they're not they've got defensive back problems. They've got middle line and inside linebacker problems.
Receiver problems. He pointed out Jerry Jeudy.
Jerry Jeudy?
He said, Jerry Jeudy hasn't proven he can separate. That's like, oh, Jerry Judy's supposed to be one of the best route runners to come out of Alabama, and he can't separate?
Yeah.
I mean, the hands were an issue, but CeeDee Lamb.
Patrick picked
CeeDee Lamb. Greater than Jerry Jeudy now for sure. And they were right there neck and neck in the draft. And boy, what a separator that's turned into.
Yeah. Well, maybe with a better quarterback, we'll see. Better quarterback play. Maybe he would be more highlighted or whatever. Whatever the case may be.
Jerry Jeudy, really? Because CeeDee Lamb's playing great and he has to have Dak.
Well, I don't think there's.
See that? Dab. Look at that, Cowboys fans.
How about that? Dak. That Dak shot. Is Sight Jab up? No. So Jeudy, Courtland Sutton, and Tim Patrick, they said there's no question that Green Bay is better. Listen, you got Davante Adams, and you're better than most every team in the NFL. With your wide receiving core is better. You know, they got other guys.
Okay. But, get to your point, because you may be making the wrong point here.
Well, his point was that they're not Super Bowl contenders.
But they're a playoff team.
But they're a playoff
you
team.
You disagree with that?
I
don't disagree with it.
Well, I've seen Aaron Rodgers take a team, NFC. What I thought the Packers were 3 years ago, I saw him in camp. And when the Texans went up there, I thought, this is a bad team. They don't have any athletes on defense. Their receiving core is Davante Adams, and that's it. And I was like, man, Aaron Rodgers puts you in another world, bro. Hey, the
Tampa world. Let me know all the Super Bowls he's getting Green Bay in.
No, but he's getting them to the NFC Championship every year. And he's
not this year.
Well, no, but for the most part, he's getting them to.
Was that NFC Championship game when they lost to Tampa 2 years ago?
Yeah. Yes.
That was a championship game?
It was a championship game. Okay. Yeah. And you know, I the Bucks weren't even a playoff team before Tom Brady got there.
So you clearly don't know what's up. You clearly don't know.
What is it?
Because you're literally wasting everyone's time with Aaron Rodgers and Stratosphere. Last night, guess who broke up?
Oh, that's great. Do you want Aaron Rodgers to get married? Guess what happens, Ricky Fowler?
Yeah, no, they go downhill when they get married. But yeah. Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers broke up. The reason a lot of people put Aaron Rodgers in Denver was because of Shailene Woodley
right.
as well, because she lives there. Now that you have
in Boulder,
you do have Hackett, Nathaniel Hackett, who is hired him.
I think you're wasting everybody's time. Don't you think Aaron Rodgers wants to go to Denver, be a big hero?
Not now.
So Shailene Woodley's looking at him going, I wish I was with him now.
Well, who broke up with who?
I don't know, but all I know is that maybe he's going to go, oh, really? Oh, watch me move into your state.
They were engaged, too.
Yeah, they were engaged.
Well, so I'm reading a site that's called In Touch, okay? Which is, they've got the hottest, entertainment and sports gossip, I would assume.
Okay.
It's over! Exclamation point. Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers split and called off their engagement. Quote, while Shailene is supportive of Aaron's career, he put football first, and they were barely spending any time together, says one insider.
Guess what?
She felt neglected. She felt neglected in their relationship. Neither of them was happy. The Green Bay Packers quarterback, 38, is a quote-unquote independent guy, the sources add. Noting Aaron, quote, got cold feet about his impending nuptials to the Big Lies actress, 30. Ultimately, Shailene and Aaron, quote, unquote, couldn't make it work. A second insider explains, quote, there were too many obstacles.
Why are there so many quotes in this?
I don't know. This is a lot of, they just randomly sprinkle a quote into a sentence. There were too many obstacles. They're both adults and decided apart amicably. If you can't get along with Aaron, football's been over for Aaron a little while now. It's been about a month.
Hey, girl, listen. When a man is out there trying to make his way in the world, he's going to put everything into it.
Yeah.
Now, this is something like my wife. I'm fingers to the bone.
Okay.
Working my ass off trying to make this.
Who gets home first, you or Wendy?
Well, I get home first, but man, I'm grinding. I'm grinding all day.
Oh, well, I know.
So. Listen, that's the life. You gotta be able to accept
it.
And if you can't, then you know what, Shailene? Beat it.
Let me tell you, I came home the other night at 9:30 from here. I had a 12 and a half hour day. My wife took
Same
snacks here. No, but I was actually working another job that
me too.
Brings a paycheck home to what yours was.
Well, yesterday was poker. I brought some home. Okay.
Now, I've never lost.
What I brought home.
No, I've never lost. Wait, are you so old school that you bring your cash and just keep it in your pocket walking around?
You never know when you're going to need it. When something's going to fall off a truck.
The degenerates in Louisiana, when I lived there and went to school around the pool hall.
Well, you always have cash.
Yeah, like $12,000 hidden in the trunk somewhere. Just a roll of hundreds hidden in the trunk. I so aspired to that when I was 19 years old. Like, this is probably the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Always.
And then, a couple of years later, Goodfellas came out, and I'm like, oh, yeah.
Always
this is 100%.
Yeah.
All I care about having is a pinky ring and a big, fat wad of hundreds in my pocket that's wrapped up by a couple rubber bands.
My dad didn't have two. He always had a few hundred in his wall. Always. And we didn't have nothing.
Everybody in a
pool.
You
never know when when a box of toilet paper was going to fall off a truck. Okay? And there you go. All right?
I just right now have some hundreds because you don't know what's going to pop off.
You don't know. You don't know.
At any part of the day, I may have to have $300 to... Well, maybe get somebody out of jail.
That's what I'm saying. I'm grinding.
Get you out of jail, maybe I got to come with cash bond.
It's going to cost more than that if I'm going to jail.
Is it?
Yes.
What are they going to set the bond at on you?
Probably a lot. But here's the deal. I don't know.
It depends
on the charges.
You're not a flight risk. You'd never leave this.
No.
Why would you leave this life? Yeah. Your Honor, this is just, Your Honor, our client, Mr. Granado, is definitely not a flight risk. He plays poker every day. He sits in suites on floor seats. He flies on private jets.
Well,
he goes to Prague, and he goes to all these places.
I haven't gone to Prague.
His wife is the president of a major news network. Why would he ever leave this?
Yeah.
Like, you're right. Let's just not even.
200.
No bail. 200. He's not skipping.
200.
Yeah.
Let him out.
Look, just give us a handshake and a $50 bill, and you're out,
that's
Mr.
all.
Granato.
Anyway, so... So,
me, I'm out of
Shailene,
here. I'm a flight risk.
Shailene, hey, when we're out there grinding and trying to win championships like me and Aaron are,
Yeah. Then guess what?
That man's got a legacy he's trying to fulfill.
Yeah. Okay. So, and you know what? It ain't, oh, I was a good husband. Who cares about that? It's championships. It's Super Bowl wins.
He's got like 3 years left. Just deal with it. They hit you with the real thing. Aaron got cold feet. That's the real thing. Deal. He's like, You know what? I don't think I want to do this whole marriage thing.
No.
It's not all this putting football first. That was the excuse. Hey, I got to going to have to do some stuff here. What do you? So you stay busy in February too? Oh, that's like the busiest time for me. What with the draft and free agency coming up, I've got to help the team make selections and personnel busy. Stuff.
So, well, I think Aaron likes to get married for about 3 months or so. He and Danica Patrick were so hot and heavy.
Yeah,
he and Shailene were so hot and heavy. It's not
Olivia
a bad
Munn.
Plan.
Olivia Munn.
Oh yeah, that's right as well. Nice. He's living a good life.
Texting with it's Olivia too, Munn, hoping that she'll give me some. That's what he did. He listened to Childish Gambino, and he's like, hey, this actually works, but I don't want to get married to it.
So he's not. See, Jeter lived this, but keep your phone in the basket at the door, and then we don't have to tell anybody anything. Aaron's being way too public about this stuff with his new hair.
Eric is, well... I saw somebody's like, have you noticed that Aaron's putting all his personal business out since there were rumors about him and his personal assistant? They weren't talking to me. I just read that on Twitter, and I thought, well, I don't think so, but he is making everything really public.
He really is.
Look at these pictures of me and my new fiance. This is my third one. How about Olivia Munn going from Aaron Rodgers to John Mulaney, the comedian?
Well, she just laughs. I can't blame her.
Yeah,
I don't think Aaron's all that funny.
Actually, he is pretty funny. Two very different gentlemen, though.
Yes. 728 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-37. Well, did you see what Holly Saunders went from Cliff to that dude in Vegas? That gambler in Vegas?
It was Vegas Dave?
Yeah. Oh, my. I was like, wow, girl, you changed in a hurry from Cliff to that.
I don't think they're currently together.
No. Well, really? Well, that didn't last?
You know.
Vegas Dave didn't last, really?
Vegas Dave, who is
that? Oh, wait, go look him up.
Somebody with cheese.
Go look him up. 713-780-3776. John and Lance here with you. Some possible Texans offensive acquisitions. We'll give you a list and see which ones you want. On the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The conversation continues on The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, well, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Did you see the outpouring of love and affection for the Rams at the Super Bowl parade? Tens of people showed up. Tens, and they were clamoring. You could barely hear a baby like from 80 yards away. It was unbelievable how many people cared. Come on. You just won a Super Bowl. It is literally 3 years that they've been there, and they care about this team. But the tens of people that were at the parade yesterday it brought a tear to my eye to see the love, the outpouring for that football team.
Well, I mean, lifelong Rams fans, and when you've suffered for as long as they have,
what would have been bigger if the Raiders, who are playing in Vegas. Had a Super Bowl parade in L.A.
No, Raiders.
Raiders
would have been a monster.
Yeah.
No, it's Travis Rogers told you. It's still Raider City. Yeah. It will never not be a Raider City.
I don't
city.
Know. This win, it will start to...
I don't know.
The younger fans will...
Here's why I
disagree.
They've
got a lot of good players, stars.
Raider fans are very similar to Cowboy fans in that it's in the family DNA. And the family doesn't deviate from Raider stuff. Like, Raider fans are not, they're not really, it's a culture more than just a team. It's a culture. They've been there through, we're in Oakland, we're in L.A., we're in Oakland, we're in L.A. And it's still, and Raider fans still stuck it out. One of the reasons is because it's the iconic, Raiders became iconic through being the nasty Raiders. Then NWA had all the, in the gangster rap era, the 80s, really glorified the Raiders stuff. And then, you know, it's just, it is a cultural thing with the Raiders. So I don't think they're ever going to, just like with Cowboys, as much as I joke about Cowboy stuff, you know, that's a big cultural deal. The Cowboys, where, you know, just like I do, and me living in Texas my whole life, it's inside of families. People don't just, they don't just do like my kids might say, oh, I'm a Colts fan, or oh, I'm a Cardinals fan, or I'm going to be a Steelers fan. You're a Cowboys fan, and my wife technically is a Cowboys fan. Now, every once in a while, she'll try to pretend like she cares about the Cowboys. I'm like, you don't care. You don't watch any games. Stop acting like you care about the Cowboys. But her family,
they're all Cowboy fans.
Cowboy fans.
Well, that's stupid, but okay.
I still married her.
I know. Well,
I still married her.
That's why it's an interracial marriage.
But because it's Cowboys, and I mean, I guess I'm a Texans fan. I'm a Texans fan. I'm just not happy with the current CEOs and COOs and the guys who the president and vice presidents of the companies. Whoever's in charge of this organization. If the Texans were a stock. It's probably like DraftKings
it's
stock.
It's a penny stock.
And I know
stock.
That because I was in
it's
DraftKings.
It's a penny stock.
Well, I mean, the Texans at one point, if they were a stock, I'd say that they were trading at probably 100. And say they were never trading in the 300s for them. They were probably trading at about $165 at one point. I think their stock is trading at $32 right now.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
If they were a stock, like if they were a legitimate stock, their stock would have crumbled from the high of 168. Yeah. Maybe there was a spike to 174 during the day.
Oh, you got a bit
right now, they're legitimately trading. And now you've lost so much money. Well, you've lost so much emotional. You've lost so much emotional capital. You have so much emotional capital invested. I never had like the same emotional capital that I did with the Oilers because, you know, I was younger growing up and you went through more ups and downs. You really didn't really go through enough ups with the Texans, quite frankly. No. But now some people, by the way, sold their stock on the Texans. They actually saved themselves some money. I'm looking to either write it off, sell it, or just stay in.
I got out.
You got out of Texans?
Yeah, I got out.
I'm still hanging on.
I can go. You know what? I can get back. When they get up to 60, 70, 80, I can get back in.
I started actually unloading some positions even in 2019.
Well,
we were unloading positions.
Yeah. Well, we were unloading when Bill O'Brien.
Because it was Bill O'Brien.
We saw our,
I didn't like
the CEO.
The CEO sucked. He sucked. I remember when he was at that board, when he was at the board meeting and told everybody, I know the Astros just won a World Series, but this is a football town. And everyone at the meeting, remember that?
Yeah.
Everyone laughed at that board meeting. And I was like immediately, hey, listen, I'd like to get rid of about 100 shares of Texan stock.
When they're laughing. That wasn't a joke. Wait, that wasn't a joke. All right. So Fan Nation Texans Daily having a little war here. It's Anthony Wood versus Cole Thompson. Texans free agency.
One what do you mean five, a war?
Well, they're having a little battle here. And let's see, five offensive targets Anthony Wood had, and Cole Thompson says one ideal offensive name Houston should add. Okay? Not one, but he put several. So,
how do you spell Cole?
C-O-L-E.
It's C-O-L-E, right? Yeah. Okay. Want to make sure. You do realize that Cole Thompson works at this station.
Cole does?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Sports Map Radio.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that. So Anthony says this, get Jacoby Brissett. Cole says, get Andy Dalton. Who do you want?
Oh, man, so much to choose
well,
from
here. Well, no, but you're Texans, going to develop Davis Mills. Who's going to be the best guy behind him, teaching him?
Probably Andy, but I don't know if Andy's okay with that. Jacoby has been a lifetime backup. He's okay with that. Andy has not.
Andy lately has been.
He was a starter who ended up kind of he got injured, which is why Justin Fields came in. Justin was wildly ineffective.
Yeah, but I think Andy's got to realize now. Come on.
I don't know. Melo didn't ever really kind of figure it out.
Look at him now.
I would say, honestly, I might say Jacoby Brissett.
Jacoby?
Yeah, Jacoby's been with Frank Reich. Jacoby's been in New England under Tom Brady. He's been behind Jimmy Garoppolo, I believe, for a little bit. I might say Jacoby Brissett.
Okay. Anthony's got Leonard Fournette.
If Dalton's ready to be a backup, Andy Dalton would be great. If he's ready to settle in as an $8 million a year backup.
No, he'd be great. He could teach him a hell of a lot.
Yeah, that's fine. That'd be fine if he's ready and willing.
Davis Mills is more, although Jacoby Brissett is about the same kind of guy, too. I mean, it's not
he's a pocket guy.
Yeah, he's a pocket guy. Leonard Fournette or Sony Michel?
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd take Sony.
You take Sony?
Yeah,
he's got a longer shelf life.
I think Sony also is a guy who will be more content on a team that might not be as good, even though he's played with good teams.
Just won a Super Bowl.
But Leonard wasn't very happy in Jacksonville. He was happy with Tom Brady and Devin White and a ton of structure and a ton of veterans. Sony Michel's never had those issues. So I think I would rather – I want low – and he's a former Patriot. So I think I'd rather have the low – I'd rather have the lower maintenance player.
Yeah, probably. I agree.
He's a grinder. He's willing to do the
Chris Godwin or
I like some of these names.
Or DJ Chark.
DJ Chark.
DJ
Chark. No. That's who? DJ
that's
Chark.
Not, that's not.
Godwin's going to cost too much.
What do you think?
I go Chark.
Chark?
Yeah. Chark and Collins
Godwin
together.
Godwin's coming off the injury, so.
Yeah, Chark and Collins together, you're going to have to pay a boatload.
Godwin's a better receiver.
Yeah, much. Absolutely.
But he's coming off the injury, and he won a Super Bowl, and he's going to come here and go, what?
I don't think he's going to want to be a Texan. But Chark, Jacksonville to Houston, that's an upgrade.
Yeah.
One of these guys
right, saying, he'll be like, wow.
This is awesome. You guys have actual restaurants? Yeah.
Yeah. Eric Fisher.
Y'all don't even fight over like waffles and stuff? No, this isn't waffle stuff here.
Eric Fisher or Jermaine Ifedi?
Pass.
Brandon Scherff or
Scherff. Hey.
James Daniels?
Hey. Dude, Scherff is a dude.
Yeah. But would Scherff want to come here? There's another.
Yeah, for cheese. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he might. Absolutely, man. Scherff is a guy. I'd rather have Scherff.
Yeah, I agree with that, but I don't know that he... See, I hesitate. Well, I mean, he's a really, really good player, and he's going to look around and go, what the am I doing?
Who, Scherff?
Yeah.
John, that's every player on the list almost, other than DJ Chark, who would be like, this isn't so bad here.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, yeah, Sony Michel just won a Super Bowl, knows how that looks.
Freeze that real quick, because this is timely. Michael, do you have any Texan stock? Did you do anything with your Texan stock?
I mean, I think if the Texans were a stock, they'd be a penny stock that got pumped and dumped by Wolf of Wall Street, otherwise known as Bill O'Brien. And I would take Sony Michel over Leonard Fournette, and I'd take Kyle Pitts out of Pittsburgh over everybody else, including Davis Mills.
Yeah, I like the pump and dump angle.
Yeah,
well, I don't actually like it, but
well,
it was like a pump and dump. They went from 2-win team to 3. Division championships, whatever, and then they dumped
9-7 division,
and then Bill intentionally dumped out. Okay. Yeah, they had a couple double digit win championships.
Yeah. No, yeah, but they finished 9-7 3 straight years.
Yeah, but they had one division title at 9-7. I think.
Yeah,
they had one where they won 10 games in a row, and no one seemed to care.
No, they sucked. I just think didn't Les Alexander make all his money in junk bonds? Wouldn't the Texans be more like a junk bond?
Yeah, I don't really know how junk bonds work.
I don't either, but it sounds like the Texans.
I do know how the pump and dump works because I watched Wolf of Wall Street, Wolf Wall Street famous for which scene? It's early in the movie.
With the blow and the, yeah. Margot, what is her name? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good.
That's when I realized, hey, I feel like I'm watching a movie. I need to lock in on here.
I'm feeling.
Let's go ahead and watch this one. That was a big movie for her. Yeah. That was not her that did that. That was just some random girl that Leo DiCaprio was with. No, Margot Robbie was the one who had the shoe on and had to put her foot on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was. It was all good.
When the camera was watching, yeah.
Yeah. It was that shot right there, POV shot. And I'm like, hey, this is some good filmmaking.
Yeah, no question. 744 ESPN, 97.5 or 92.5, 713-780-3776. That was a good little set. We got to get Cole on here. He's Texans Daily. We got to get him in here and hang out with us. 713-780-3776.
Will the Texans beat Enron when we come back?
Ooh.
When we come back.
Well, guess what?
No, I mean, think about it. Hold on. Don't answer it yet, but just think about it.
Don't forget. 744 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's talk right now about Absolute Marble and Granite. That's my man, Jeff Aronoff, over there at Absolute Marble and Granite. And it's, hey, man, you got to trust somebody that they are going to do the job, do a wonderful job for you, give you your money's worth, that they're going to do what they say, not subcontract, that they're going to do the work. This is what Jeff Aronoff does. And Jeff Aronoff will oversee that job, whatever that job is, be it a big outdoor patio kitchen, whatever the case may be, or redoing your entire kitchen or your bathroom or your dens or whatever, bedrooms, whatever you need done. And, oh, by the way, he's wonderful at doing bathrooms, too, with the vanities and the tile and the showers and the tubs. And, listen, it's just beautiful. There are so many beautiful, all of the different stuff that you can put in your kitchen and your bathrooms. And Jeff Aronoff has access to all of those, and he's seen it all, done it all, so he can help you pick all of those things and make it look wonderful. It's what he does every day, and he will do it for you. Got to be a big job. Can't be a little job. Got to be a big job. 713-880-2822. Call him. Tell him you heard it right here. Get 20% off. 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. A couple knuckleheads, if you ask me.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
John Paul Fowler, long time no hear from J.P. Fowler. He said, in the crypto world, we would refer to the Houston Texans as ship coin instead of Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
I said ship. We sail on.
Yeah, ship
coin. Not really.
Ship
not
coin. Really. No, I get that.
Texans would have been new Coke. Texans are more like Dogecoin. Nothing from existence. It came out of nothing from existence, and suddenly it shot up, but never hit a dollar, and immediately crashed back down to nothing. A short life of gains, but mostly nothing.
All right.
Okay, Enron. Are they Enron?
So is this organization cursed? First of all, Bob McNair's, a large part of Bob McNair's money was when he sold his company to Enron. And just not long afterwards, Enron disintegrated and was... Now, Bob McNair had a legitimate business. I never understood why Enron, you know, they overinflated all their prices and everything else. But they did have some assets, including Bob McNair's company. But the Texans were bought in large part with Enron money. Maybe this
were they really?
Yes, in large. Yes,
I've always heard that and thought that was kind of overplayed, but it really was.
No, it really was. No, really.
You got it because LA wasn't ready to have a team. LA wasn't ready to have a team. It was between LA and Houston. I remember doing radio, we thought, well, it's not, I mean, we don't have any chance. When the Texans got the team, it was shocking. It was shocking. And you're right.
Cogen sold for $1.5 billion to Enron. So.
Yeah, it is Enron. Yeah, and all that money. Where did all that money come from? Yeah, you're right.
It was all just one giant scam. So are the Texans doomed forever to be? And now I think you're paying the debt has come due. Mm-hmm. We got Cal running the team. Congratulations.
It's like someone they would have put as a figurehead at Enron. Just like, no, because you had to have sharp people to keep up the ruse. So,
or people that were, or really dumb people who were like, oh, everything's okay. All is well. Which is what we're seeing right now with the Texans.
If this ain't jinxed, I don't know what it is.
No, it absolutely is. So
we can't even get first picks of the draft right.
No, none of them were. None of them. Mario was okay.
He's all right.
He's all right.
Carr's eh.
Jadavian.
Meh. Jadavian, eh.
Meh.
Three first picks of the draft, and what do you have to show for it?
Meh.
Mario Williams.
In order.
Now, David was the most handsome first pick quarterback maybe in history. We nailed that.
Ever?
Yeah. David's, to this day, David is one of the most handsome quarterbacks that's ever been drafted. To this day, on NFL Network. Look at him. Look at
oh,
how,
his hair is perfect.
Look at how graceful David Carr
is. Well, his hair is perfect.
Ages.
Derek Carr did not.
Derek Carr didn't get, he got the short end of that one. David got all.
Yeah, but.
Of the DNA.
Yeah, except I'd rather have, much rather have Derek's career.
Better quarterback.
Better, much better quarterback. Although, David got a ring.
Yeah.
Derek will never have a ring.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yep. David got a ring. Do you remember the team he got it with?
Yeah, the Giants.
Yeah, he got with the Giants. I had an interview with David one time where he said, you know, I didn't really learn how to be a pro until I got with Tom Coughlin and Eli Manning. He said, then I realized what it took, the amount of time it took in the building, the amount of film you have to watch, how you prepare. He said, it didn't click with me ever in Houston. Didn't click with me when I was with Carolina. He said when he was with the Giants is when he figured out, oh, this is what it's supposed to look like.
Mm.
This, which is why it's important to have veteran leadership for young teams. This is why they talk about having good veterans. This is why it's important for the Texans to have the right guys. This is why it's important for the Rockets, maybe more than the Texans, to have some of the right leadership. It's why the Astros brought in Carlos Beltran. And Brian McCann.
Yeah.
It's 100% why Brian McCann and Carlos Beltran were Astros. They wanted them to see what pros look like. What true pros, consummate pros look like. And that's why they brought them in. Sometimes pros cheat. You just have to know that. Sometimes the veterans are going to cheat. But it's why I'm so big on having the right mix of guys for Jalen Green to learn from. Because I think it matters. I think it's important. You learn how to prepare. You learn how to be a pro from others in the locker room. And if you don't have that, the right guy around you, then you don't develop a culture. Developing a culture takes leadership to show you what culture looks like. And I don't know that the Texans right now have that. So I thought Jerod Mayo would have been an interesting choice. Lovie's still a good choice, I think, from that standpoint. Lovie knows what it looks like. Lovie's been to a Super Bowl. Lovie knows what it looks like.
Yeah, Lovie knows what it looks like. He absolutely does. Now, he doesn't have the players, so that, you know what? I don't care if Lovie was, again, Bill Belichick. He can't win here, not with this. And you know what? Give him all the chance in the world, and hopefully he'll still be around. I would love to see him still be around when the Texans actually do get enough talent to start winning some games. But as it is now, you can't judge Lovie. You could judge David Culley because David Culley was so overwhelmed. He was so in over his head with decisions, and it was just awful. Just, I mean, he wasn't ready to do this. Lovie's ready to do this. I just feel bad for him because the players all suck. I'm not going to judge Lovie Smith and what kind of coach he is by this roster. It sucks. It's terrible. Now.
Well, did you judge Culley?
Only because of his decision-making on the field. Only. I mean.
I felt like. Regardless of roster, we got a good feel. We got a good taste.
When he didn't know that you were supposed to let a team score, when he punted, when he didn't take the penalty on third down and then punted, I mean, there were so many things that his field goal decisions versus his punting decision. When it's 7 minutes left in the game and you're down two scores and you're on their 39-yard line and you punt, I mean, good. Or 41-yard line, whatever they were on. These were just the simple decisions that he couldn't make. So we found out about David Culley. Lovie won't make those same kind of decisions. He won't do that same thing. So that'll be nice.
You're able to do this.
What are you doing? Whoa.
All right, we have the verdict is in. I need everyone to sit, get in their seats, bring the jury pool out. The jury in the case of the people of Houston versus David Culley, we find the defendant guilty of unintentional, of involuntary manslaughter against the decision making when it came to fourth downs, punting, and general game management.
Of course, you know, to be fair,
we, the jury, find Gary Kubiak guilty of game management, clock management. We, the jury, find Bill
Brown would have been on multiple counts.
On the first count of malicious game management, we find the defendant guilty. On the second count of time management, we find the defendant guilty. Of being an a-hole, guilty. Screaming at people on the sideline, guilty.
Of trades.
Of malicious intent to injure the roster, guilty. Of hiring a fraudulent youth pastor, guilty. Guilty on all charges. Please remand the defendant. We will take him into custody immediately. You will begin to serve. Sentencing will commence.
We'll send him to Alabama's Tuscaloosa State Prison.
We're sending him to a halfway house in Alabama where Nick Saban will adjudicate warden, from this point forward.
Warden Nick Saban will take him in.
We're not going to sit here and let you do the things you did with you. You're not going to have control of the roster, all right? You're not going to get that. So, we don't need you. That is the best, that he's at a halfway house in Tuscaloosa. That's a club fed.
It is.
But with some of the amenities, but the warden's a hard ass.
Ooh,
the amenities are nice, but the warden is an absolute hard ass.
I have a buddy who went to a halfway house. It still is prison, regardless, okay? So, you could say club fed. Go try and do it for a while. It's
Dom Capers guilty of mismanagement of a veteran defense and quarterback play.
Well, no.
He mismanaged David Carr.
Did he? Chris Palmer mismanaged David Carr.
Well,
fired two games in, remember?
Dom
was a defensive coach.
Dom was a head coach who could have said, no, we're not playing
David
Carr.
He fired Chris Palmer one game in.
Not the first season.
No, but
it was like season three, I think.
Well, but you have to trust that guy.
No, you don't. Your plan was to not play David Carr.
Remember when ESPN
and
had to draft?
And the kick man came in and like, hey, yeah, he beat kick man.
Remember when?
Why are you 280, Kent? You're our quarterback.
Remember when ESPN had the commercial about the draft and they had David Carr under center, but there was nobody, no offensive line.
Yeah, they had taken.
Steve
all
McKinney
of the,
loved that one.
I mean, wish it wasn't so accurate.
Well, it was kind of 7:59 ESPN.
Is that the year he got sacked over 70 times an NFL record?
Yeah.
I mean.
How many times did he run out of bounds behind the line of scrimmage?
Some of them were his. Yeah. He didn't exactly get the ball out quick. I think it would have been a legitimate 47 sack season.
I wish he didn't.
David took a lot of his own sacks.
But remember when he got a haircut after two straight wins?
Oh, do I? Your wife's network probably covered
it. No, it was live. They went live.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, to the facility to watch David.
Good times, man. Hey, is this the day the Texans win two in a row and David gets a haircut?
Wow.
Oh, we were aspiring to such greatness at that time.
Hey, you know what season it is?
I'd love to see two in a row again.
Pest-killing season, McGrath Pest Control. I just talked to them. As a matter of fact, got a call. They said, okay, when do you want to schedule your next? Oh, well, Hawaii's going to come over. He's going to come to the house right after the show. People are going to hang out. Not hang out so much as him killing all the bugs in my house. They come every quarter or so. I don't know. Maybe it's every 4 months, whatever the case may be. But the key is that I never have any bugs, and it's all because of Scott McGrath and McGrath Pest Control. You can save your home from all of those bugs and save your home from termites and save your family from mosquitoes. I got the mosquito murdering system. It's awesome. It's totally, totally sweet. If you're looking for a great way for the kids to be able to play outside all day long without the mosquitoes. And if you have a backyard now with a pool or you guys are out there a lot and you're barbecuing and you want to sit outside and but the mosquitoes are just killers. Well, there's a great, great way. At dawn and at dusk, it mists the entire area. And guess what? You don't see bugs. You just don't see bugs. They're destroyed. And this is all spring, summer, and fall long. So if you're looking, and winter, but the winter, they're not around nearly as much. But here's the deal. Put it in now. It's all at McGrath Pest Control. They're awesome, awesome, awesome. 281-469-8240, 281-469-8240, or McGrathPestControl.com.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.